My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K E T S I A A U R E L I E N. This dictation is for John Salters Jr., J O H N S A L T E R S Jr., and was dictated on October 24th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has improved from stage 4 to 3B, but does fluctuate between stage 3B and stage 4 period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 33 from 29, creatinine of 2.0 from 2.2, and a GFR of 33 from 28. The likely cause of the improved kidney function is related to the resolved problems with the resolved obstructive uropathy, as the patient is status post TURP, T-U-R-P, with Dr. Chiawei, C-H-E-E hyphen A-W-A-I, and does take botanical, period. Nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process also plays a role in this CKD. There is evidence of pyuria, which is chronic in nature, and he still sees Dr. Chiawei on a regular basis for this period. There is non-significant non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 252 milligrams from 258 milligrams, period. This pyuria could be a result of, this proteinuria could be a result of the pyuria, period. He denies any urinary symptoms. He denies any urinary symptoms other than frequency and occasional nocturia up to two times a night, period. We advise him to follow up with Dr. Chiawei to make sure that nothing else is going on with the prostate and bladder, period. Number two, BPH as per number one. Number three, proteinuria, which is related to the pyuria. We will continue to monitor for now. The next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.6. We will monitor for now. If the uric acid continues to increase, we may consider adding either allopurinol or Uloric, U-L-O-R-I-C. Period. We instructed the patient on the importance of decreased sodium in the diet. Decreased protein and purine-rich foods in the diet. Next line: arterial hypertension. The initial blood pressure was 185 over 86. However, we rejected and it was 140 over 60. Period. The patient states his blood pressure readings at home are usually stable, you know, with ranging between 130s to 140s systolic and 60s to 70s diastolic. Period. We advise him to monitor his blood pressure twice a day and to write it down on a blood pressure log and for the next visit so we could assess the trends of his home blood pressures, blood pressure readings, period. There is no change in his current regimen. We advise him to decrease his sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours and to avoid processed foods, period. He is euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C, period. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable with the current regimen. Next line, BPH status post-TURP in 2021. Next line, we will follow up in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.